land, with several large oak trees dotted amidst the sheep-grazed pastures. Michelle parked in the yard at the back of the house and rang the bell beside the tradesman's entrance. The door was opened by a small man in jumper and jeans. Michelle guessed that he was in his 60s. She explained who she was and showed him her identification. He introduced himself as Andrew Sperling, the owner, then asked Michelle to step into the big old-fashioned kitchen. "We've had an anonymous complaint about something you've built in your garden," she said. "I've come to take a look if it's convenient."
"I suppose you must mean the labyrinth," he replied, sighing. "I can't understand why anyone would complain about something that we have thrown together for fun, just for private use, family and friends, that sort of thing. Well, you'll see for yourself."
Sperling pulled on a pair of Wellington boots and led Michelle out of the back door. He strode over the drive towards the gate to a large walled garden. Michelle could see that most of the garden was covered in a shambolic selection of connected, flat-roofed, corrugated iron structures. The lengths of corrugated iron were painted black, with rust already showing through. Sperling sighed again.
"I suppose you were expecting something like the Hampton Court."